Beautiful when there's that sweet spirit moves over.
Amen.
Shall we just sing So Glad I'm Yours, Lord?
So glad I'm yours.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I am so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad, Lord, that you found me. Lord, I just pray you'll be with us here today, Lord. That you'll watch over us all. That, Lord, you'll bless us with your presence, Lord. That you'll touch us, that we may come to know you better. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you bring today, Lord, from Brother Howard. Pray, Lord, that Lord, we'll open our hearts, Lord, to receive. That, Lord, you will talk to us and be with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Shall we sing number 182, We're Together Again?
We're together again, just praising. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I stand, I'll praise Him for His love. surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus and God, the name of Jesus, oh, the name of Jesus. Just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just
not testimony time, but I thought I'd just share a little bit. This morning I was feeling quite heavy, you know. You can times you feel heavy, you know, and I just went into prayer this morning just out the back there, just asking that the Lord would lift me. And you know, it's not an imagination thing or anything like that. You can put whatever you want into it, but the Lord does lift you. So we serve a risen Saviour, you know. Shall we sing number 58? Oh, sorry, number 221. Each time I stop.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, signs of things appearing everywhere. So the time to pass an hour before us, and I feel the same excitement in the air. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and I've been waiting.
Sing number 58, As I Walk the Road of Life, and then I'll ask Brother Tessa if you would bring your item. Thank you.
But I never have a fear about tomorrow, for I'm led by the Master's hand. Through the storm and through the night,
also have testimonies after.
this.
Testimonies this afternoon. Sister Paul.
This morning's message really blessed me a lot. Over 30 years ago, I was going through some really difficult times, and I remember I was just calling out to the Lord and really crying out to him that one particular time, and I opened my Bible, and right there in Isaiah 54 were the verses that we read this morning, and only for a small moment did he hide from me. But I thank God that with his everlasting loving arms, he's brought me back to himself. He might have hid for a little while, but I know in my heart of hearts that he loved me when I didn't love him, and that I love him with all my heart.
We just thank you, Father. I come and give you all the glory, all the praise, thanks. Especially for this grace, Lord, you poured out on your people. For by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmen, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And it's the liberty and freedom you set the captives free of, to be who they are in you, that they will come and be all they are in you, not by might or power, by my spirit, by my spirit, says the Lord, the spirit of grace, spirit of truth. And the beauty about it, Lord, not only that, you, the fruits of your grace you pour out to your people. And there's zeal and love and passion for you, because you set us free, Lord. And wonderful to set us free to offer to you all the praise and all the glory and all the thanks. And, well, thank you, Father. As the word in Amazing Grace says, grace will lead us home. We give him all the glory. Thanks. Amen.
No others? We'll just have one more, and I'll ask Brother Hale to come. And it's, is everybody happy?
Praise the Lord. We're looking forward to meet on the Golden Shore.
Amen.
It's really wonderful to be in this house again this afternoon. We just pray that God will bless you and those that are joining with us. May God bless you also. So I wonder if we could turn our Bibles straight away to Luke chapter 12, verse 34. Maybe we could just stand for the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 12 verse 34, and it reads, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let me just say this on that. We can make all the confessions we like about, say, the Lord, how much he means to us, he's everything to us and all that. But actually, it's where your heart is that really matters, what you're always thinking about. That's what tells what's real to you. That's what tells what is your treasure, is what you're always thinking about. You know, the Word of God is so exacting. Not what we say, it's what we think. "Let your loins be girt about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or on the third watch to find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and have not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not." May God bless his word, shall we pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word. May it just speak to our hearts this evening, this afternoon, Lord, and may we be challenged once more before we go home, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I think I'm about 3 degrees hotter than you are here. You ever found that? It's just heat rises. You're with it. So I just wonder if we could also read your main seated. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark 13, verse 32. And it says this, but of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven. So it's pretty exclusive. Neither the Son, but the Father. God knows, only one who knows when he's coming. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for we know not when the time is. Maybe this afternoon. Maybe tomorrow morning. You've got to be ready. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midday, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. I want to say unto you, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, watch. Who spoke that? The Lord Jesus. So you better listen. He's warned us, watch. And so I've just entitled this message, Conditioned for a Rapture. Are we conditioned for a rapture? If he should come tonight at 6 o'clock, are you ready? Are you conditioned to go? And I just feel strangely stirred to warn us all of the lateness of the hour. I get it every day, comes to me. God has given plenty of warning to this age, that this age will see the coming of the Lord, or as we call it, the rapture. Rapture is not mentioned in the Bible, but it's a universal word that means the coming of the Lord. But we have, heeded to the warnings? We can be warned day and night, every meeting, every service. But what have we done about it? Brother Lee was talking about it. Feet, walking with your faith. Lunchtime. There are many more scriptures telling us to be in good condition, to be ready. For we will not have time to get into condition when he comes. When the Lord starts coming, when he descends, and he comes down and we meet him in the air, in the clouds, we won't have time to get ready for the Lord. We will not have time. You're either ready or you're not. So Jesus is addressing the bride, I believe. Don't just throw it off and say, oh, I'm a bride member, praise the Lord. Because Jesus is addressing the bride of Christ, which was his disciples as well, of course. Peter even asked Jesus that very question. He said in Luke 12:40, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, your bride, you could say, or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant. This is a scripture that speaks to me a lot, Brother Taz. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Oh, what a challenge. So Jesus is speaking to believers. He even gives a stern warning to those unready servants in Luke 12:45. It says this, but and if that servant shall say in his heart, now the servant shall say in his heart. This is amazing, brother and sister. Believers, will they say this in this hour? My Lord delayeth his coming. My Lord delayeth his coming. Even servants get slack. And shall begin to beat the manservants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. It might be tonight. And an hour when he is not aware, and cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. As a believer, went into the unbelievers group. Why? Because the Lord delayed his coming and became casual and sat back. That's a warning to you and to me. Because the Lord delayed his coming, people have become very slack when they walk with God. I see it everywhere, brother and sister, I really do. Not in a judgmental way, but in a frightening way. Right amongst some message churches where I've even seen it, we see corruption setting in. Not to be negative, but to be honest. And it should be a wake-up call for everybody. The immorality we see on our streets is absolutely disgusting. Who agrees?
Amen.
We also see it creeping into churches around the world. We all need to flee into Christ with all our heart and soul. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, we read, this know also that in the last days, that's now, perilous times. What perilous mean? Dangerous times. Shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Terrible reading, isn't it? But that's what will be now. I'll read it from the Amplified Bible, which says, but understand this, that in the last days will come, or set in perilous times of great stress and trouble. Ooh, don't we see that? Hard to deal with and hard to bear. Praise God, there is a consolation to God's children in John 10:27. Which says, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Not hear the preacher, hear the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They don't just hear, but they follow. Isn't that wonderful, brother? They follow the Lord. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Let's say, praise the Lord. No one can pluck us out of his hand. So do we hear his voice in this last day to be ready? We're being told, this is a specific message to you and to you and to you, to each one of us. The Lord speaking in the last days, be ready. And each bride member is to make ready herself by trusting in his word. If we believe his word, we will do what he tells us, as we said this morning, in his word to do. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, we read this. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his wife, who's his wife? The bride. That's you and I. His wife hath made herself ready. Are you ready to see the bridegroom when he comes? Wherever you look, it is telling us the same admonition. Get ready. Get ready. Be therefore ready. Be ready. Be ready. And you know, when Jesus comes and he takes his bride home, people will be still preaching, get ready. Get ready. And he's already been. Don't be found in that position, brother and sister. You be ready. The bride must be prepared vessels. She must be in a place to receive, as I said this morning, that final outpouring. This powerful anointing, which I believe will come. The bride will come to quicken. It'll come to quicken the bride. And we're going to need that. Who believes that? We're going to need the quickening.
Amen.
making us alive, not dreamy. Oh, we go to church on Sunday and we do this on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever we do it. Brother Branham made a statement once, he said in 1965, he said, the faith of this hour, the faith it's going to take more than ever, it was in any age, for this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up. We're going to need rapturing faith. Now, brothers and sisters, you can't muster up rapturing faith. Oh, I'm going to be there. It takes God to do this. We need to be prepared vessels for the rapture. We have to be new bottles to receive the harvest rain anointing which is coming. Brother Bram said, God isn't going to plant a new church, but he's going to bring his original planting back to the original seed. Hallelujah. The original word, the original gospel. He is doing it, as stated in verse 23, by the teaching or by the former rain, next will come the harvest rain or the rapturing faith. And Jesus said in Matthew 9:17, neither do men put new wine in old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles and both are preserved. Who knows what the wine is? Holy Spirit, no, brother Tom. It's the Holy Spirit. That's what the wine always represents. Wonderful, eh? So we need that anointing. We need that infilling of the Holy Spirit to preserve him and us. Our bodies are to be preserved by the Holy Spirit. Are we conditioned to receive the rapturing anointing? No wonder Jesus said, be therefore ready. Be therefore ready. He says the church is just moving up. The Holy Ghost power. It's the Holy Ghost we're justified by. You ministers know that, don't you? The Holy Ghost sanctifies. The Holy Ghost fills us. The Holy Ghost gives us rapturing faith as we move up. Praise be to God. Be therefore ready. Many believe Jesus is coming. Just about every church you go to today. Well, I hope so. The people tell you Jesus is coming. Many are waiting for his coming. But how many are ready for his coming, even us here? How many are ready? In Mark 13:35, he says again, watch ye therefore. It's everywhere. Watch, be ready. I'm warning you, he says, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or midnight or even the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he findeth you sleeping. It's not in bed. It's spiritually sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. 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 And Jesus said it will come suddenly. We must be ready and watching. We must be in good condition, spiritually speaking. It's like an unfit person suddenly asked to run a marathon. Oh. You ever have seen that? Have you ever been in that situation? What are you smiling and dying? I've been in a few times, I tell you. Very interesting. Being ready. In Greek, it equals fitness. Isn't that amazing? It means fitness. So many start off well. They may have been a good athlete at one time. Once they were enthusiastic, trained every day in prayer, loved to study the art of running a race, speaking spiritually. But that was past experience. That was something they used to do. When he comes, how's your condition when he comes? And Paul says in Galatians 5:7, you did run well. What did hinder you? He says, that you should not obey the truth. You did run well. What did hinder you? So people that started off running with the Lord, now where are they? Those people you've seen come to the Lord, on fire for God, where are they today? It's scary. Don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. It's not he that starts a race, but he that runs to the end. As it says in Matthew 10:22, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Not he that starts off, but he that finishes the race. You know, 2.5 million people came out of Egypt. That's a lot of people. That's nearly the population. Well, not quite, but used to be. Of New Zealand. All left Egypt. Hooray! It's deliverance. The Lord's coming, taking us out. We're going to the promised land. Praise God. This is what we've been waiting for. And they had a lot of conventions going, all happy and everything. 2.5 million of them all came out of Egypt. Brother Brian saw the miracles and everything. Saw the pillar of fire by day and the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. That out of 2.5 million people, two made it. Two of those under 20, those over 20, made it to the promised land. Most of them perished in the wilderness. So it's not he that starts, it's he that finishes. May God help us all. You know, Jesus went out and picked out 70 disciples, handpicked them. Brother Tom, I'll have you, would you follow me? I'll have you, would you follow me? I'll have you, will you follow me? 70 of them, handpicked by the Lord. You know what happened to them? They all left. They left the Lord. And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, will you also go? And Peter popped up and he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. You see, brothers and sisters, coming right down to the end, there's going to be a great falling away. It's not those that started off. They were preachers and everything else. What happened? They all slowly slipped away. The Bible said, except there come a falling away first, the end will not come. Now we're seeing the falling away big time. Just look at your churches everywhere. Just empty out, look at ours. So few. It's everywhere. I know because I travel. It's everywhere. So to follow him, to be his disciples, that's what we want. Don't be like the 70. They were not conditioned to go all the way. Many starters and so few finishers. When Jesus comes, he'll not be looking at our past experiences. He will not be looking at your past experiences. He'll be looking at how you are now. Isn't that amazing? It's really real. So what is our current relationship with the Lord? Because if Jesus comes today, that is what he'll be looking at, not how we were. Oh, I remember when I was on fire for God and I used to go everywhere, I preached everywhere and I did this and I did that. Well, look at that. How are you now? How are you now? That's what he wants to know. Do you love me now? Are you ready now? I'm sure a lot of people, I say this, I don't have it in the Bible, but I'm sure a lot of people in Noah's time when they're building the ark and they saw how well it was being built, because God gave the plans, he had the blueprints, and everything was looking really good. I'm sure someone said, well, I'm going to go on this ark when it happens. When it starts to rain, I'm going to get on that ark. Many would have said, yeah, I think the room's there for me. But you know what? It didn't start raining so they could hop in. God said hop in before it started raining. He's telling you to get in Christ now before he comes. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Isn't that amazing? God brings a parallel between Noah's day and our day. And of all the people off the face of the earth, 8 souls were saved. So for me and my house, I want to take inventory. I want to take stock of everything that's taking place in my life. What about yours? You've got to do your own checking out. You've got to be ready. And an hour when you think not, he'll come. They thought, oh, one day it may rain. Others said, oh, no, it's just be an exhibit. A lot of people come to see the ark. One day it did rain. One 24-hour day, the sun came up just the same. And that was the end of the world day. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we need to be ready. Our relationship's got to be right. I want the Lord to recognize me when he comes. Who wants the Lord to recognize you? You know, the thief on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me. The thief did not have time to have past experiences, but he had a relationship and faith with God. How can we expect our Lord to remember us when our relationship is off and on, off and on? We're all on fire for God. Next minute we're cold. Not good. Or at an all-time low in some lives. Real low. So even have to pluck up enough courage to come to church. Haven't got enough interest. Dry as a bone. God be merciful unto you and unto all of us. We all have to ask the question, are we conditioned for the rapture? God's not just coming for anybody. He's coming for people that really love him and have a relationship with him and are walking with him day by day. Amen. Some are of the opinion Jesus will sweep down and change our slack attitude. No, brother and sister, he won't do that. He's looking for a bride who is madly in love with him now. Yes. You know, brother and sister, when the Lord said to Noah and his family, get in the ark, there wasn't a speck of rain. Didn't look like it was going to rain. Didn't see any clouds. They sat in there for, what was it, 7 days or whatever it was? And eventually God shut the door and said, that's it. Those that are in are going to be kept. Those that are out are going to be, they're going to lose their lives. Serious. So we need to be ready. I've got to be ready. My family's got to be ready. The church has got to be ready. Everyone's got to be ready themselves. A bride that spends her time with him on a daily basis. Not just getting revved up at a convention sometime. Oh, I feel good now. That's not it. A lot of people feel good. I've seen them all. I've seen them dance and clap and speak in tongues. Really wonderful. In a few months you can't even find them. Hey, that's not good. That's not God moving. It might have been God, but it's got to go right down to the soul. A bride that daily feeds on his word. A bride who is geared to winning souls for his kingdom. When did you last speak to somebody about the Lord? And you have a burden for lost souls. A bride who's redeeming the time because the days are evil. The Bible says so. A bride who's not going to be caught out at his coming in the end days. There will be those who will be caught unawares. I just think that is a tragedy. That when Jesus comes, there'll be people left behind unaware. Didn't realize that they're in that group. Let's read this. Luke chapter 21, for those who are looking up in their Bibles. Luke 21:34. Now here's the warning from the Lord Jesus. Take heed to yourselves. Take notice of yourself. Don't worry about the person next to you. Take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come up, what day? The coming of the Lord. The day come up upon you unawares. Everything was just always normal, then he comes. For as a snare, it's a trap. A trap is unseen trap. A snare shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. That's a pretty powerful scripture. All that dwell on the face of the whole earth will come under the snare. Now listen to the proviso. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, not just at church. Pray every day, all day, if necessary, as God lays it on your heart. Pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. It's all there. So I've got to do my searching. You've got to do your searching. God's not coming for a big group of people. He's coming for individuals that make up a group. Let us all look at ourselves. Each one has to search his own heart. Are we truly conditioned for a rapture? Are we ready to go this afternoon? People say, I don't know about the Lord coming in 10 years, but he may come for you tonight. You may die tonight. Any of us could die. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. Are you conditioned for a rapture? And Lord's given us plenty of things to think about. When you think of Noah's day, he gave that parallel. He said, look at Noah and look at today. 8 souls made it off planet Earth. 8. Not a very, very good hit list, was it, brother? Terrible. I'm just going to pray. I cannot say any more. God has to speak to your own heart concerning these things. Shall we just stand? Lord Jesus, we come to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of just considering these things, Lord. That are we prepared should you come this afternoon or this evening or in the morning? Lord, I just pray that we won't take things lightly and just drift out of the church as if nothing's even happened. But Lord, you'll continue. Let that word of God that's been spoken sink deep into our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're coming for us. Lord, we spoke this morning that you'll wake us up. Sometimes you send conditions to awaken us out of our slumber. Lord, help us all, Lord, to be ready. You do it because you love us and you care for us and you want us to be ready. I pray, Lord, you'll bless every brother and sister here. May you move upon every heart, Lord, as we come and bring this time to a close, Lord. May the Holy Spirit go with us to our homes, Lord. Wherever we are, may you speak to us, Lord. And bless us, Lord, and bless those that be listening wherever they are in the world. May you help them too, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's good. We've got some musicians. I'm a bit worried there for a moment. I didn't see Bella Peter. Are you ready? Are you ready? What about that one? We'll see him in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. See you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Saviour. We'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you. See you in the rapture. See you.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted the brothers like to come forward and just pray for me. I'm going to Greece tomorrow. I just pray that the Lord will open doors to wherever he'd have us to go, not just churches, but even to individuals, that God will bless them. We're actually going to go to a Baptist church in Athens. Let's pray that the Lord will do something special there. So I really appreciate your prayers if you'd like to come and pray for us. Thank you, Lord. Brother Tom and brother, come. Come, brother. Anyone that loves the Lord, come and pray for me. I need all the prayer I can get, Brother Lee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we know that you're here, and we're very glad of it.
Yes, Lord.
The words spoken this afternoon are not in vain.
No, Lord.
We do ask, Lord, that you just cause us to have that urge to be closer to you.
Yes, Lord.
That urge to trust you.
Yes,
that urge,
Jesus.
To see that the word of God is alive in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, the brothers here are praying for our pastor, Lord, and we stand behind the preaching of the word, the people he's going to meet.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Not just for Howard, but for each one of us.
Yes,
people,
Lord.
We meet tomorrow, this week.
Yes, Lord.
If you haven't come already,
help
us, Lord, to help others.
Yes, my
Cause
Lord.
Cause us to look for the hand of God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Give
Lord.
Give us the strength and the words.
Praise your name,
And just
you,
be
Jesus.
With us, Lord. And be with Howard and June and the children that are going, Lord. And also be with the fellowship here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We all play a part.
Yes, Lord.
We're so very glad that you are running it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, brothers. God bless you, Lee. God bless you, Brother Tess. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Tim. We'd like to close. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Paul.
See you in the rapture. See you.
Precious Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the time, Lord, and Lord, draw us closer to yourself, Lord, and I just, Lord, my prayer is, Lord, that you would, Lord, have your way in each life, Lord, and as we walk through the week, Lord, not just our work and things like that, Lord, but you would have your part in every way, Lord, and Lord, just have that time to set aside unto you, Lord, and just spend time in prayer, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that we could gather in your name. And we just pray a blessing on each one as we go away. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You're dismissed.